Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so
Charleston Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Charleston Comedy Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Sam.
And yeah, we have to intro ourselves. I think people know who we are by now.
Well,
the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, on this episode, we have three comedians, one local, two that are coming to the Comedy Zone this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I spoke with George Gallo and Terry McNeely. They'll be at the Comedy Zone with their Road Rage tour. They're straight out of New York, and they're as New York as it gets. If when you listen to the interview, you'll definitely know what I'm talking about. Sam wasn't here for the interview because he was running late. And he's mad at me now because I called him out.
I mean, you know, it's my fucking day off, dog.
It's not your day off. This is work.
Well, exactly. Like, this is my day off of my real job, and then you expect me to, like, adhere to these fucking time schedules that you set without even fucking informing me in the beginning.
I told you last night, and then I...
No. I got a text today saying, 1 o'clock, be here, and then at 1:30, we got another one. I'm like, yeah.
I can't help it.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. He wasn't late. He was doing real shit. And errands and stuff. He said he got mad. What'd you get? You got your hair cut, and you said something about a dick holster.
Oh, I'll just pull up the status. No, I went and got a haircut, and I don't know, I'm just, like, really particular, I guess. And so, like, something, it was with my hair, it wasn't nothing that the barber did. But, you know, you're just getting older, and you start realizing fucking bald spots and stupid shit like that. And so I went to go have lunch at Yen's Sandwich Shop, which is in South Charleston, West Virginia, and it is very fucking delicious. They have a beef stew there that is amazing.
I get the meatball stuff.
God, we know. You love the balls. And then there's, I always get the
beef. Only if they're tasty.
I always get the grilled beef sandwich. It's always my favorite. But anyway, there's just these, like, two chicks that were just sitting beside me, and, like, one was huge. And the other one was skinny, and, like, the big one was like, I can't wear these cute little socks because my feet are too fat. And then, like, the skinny bitch was just, like, chuckling, like, in a very pitiful way, like it was like a pity chuckle. And she's just like, oh, honey, why would you tell me that? And, like, it was fucking horrible. And so, like, I made this rant, and I just basically
Something comes to mind. We all go to our Facebook page.
Right, like, we always decide to, like, share our fucking statuses. And so, this is what I said about that. Maybe I'm just agitated today, but I really wish the woman next to me would shut her dick holster about these stupid little socks that she apparently can't fit into because she's overweight. Shut the hell up. No one gives a flying rat's ass. The skinny bitch with you is just being nice and chuckling. It's definitely a pity chuckle.
That's I'm gonna use dick holster for now on.
Oh, dude, dick holster, man.
Like, shut your dick holster.
Exactly, that's the whole point.
Shut
yeah.
your dick holster. I probably won't do that.
Fucking slam one in your jaw here in a minute.
Okay. Happy Tom Harry over here.
Woo!
All right. All right, so like I said, two comedians. They'll be at the Comedy Zone. It's a good transition there. How do you transition to that?
You can't.
Terry McNeely and George Gallo. And then, of course, we spoke with our good buddy. We've become pretty good buddies with him over the time we spent with him here at the podcast headquarters.
Woo!
We spoke with Marcus Oglesby. We learned a few things about him. We spoke to him for a good time, and he actually had... some impersonations during the interview. It's just really just us sitting and talking to him, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I ask him a few questions just to kind of open up the round of conversation. But that was a lot of fun. We're going to do that. We're going to have headlines around the world. And that's pretty much sums up the podcast for this week, because we had a lot of conversation with comedians and had a lot of fun. And that's just it. That's how it goes now. That's how it goes there.
What are we talking about?
I
forgot already.
All right, so enjoy the podcast, as like I said, every Wednesday live at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are sponsored by Comedy Zone Charleston. Get down and see those shows that we are talking about earlier, and should be a good time. All right. Here he goes now. Here it goes now. Here it goes now. Here it goes now. Yeah. Hit my jam. Hit my jam. All right, you threw me off. All right.
You're a fuckhole. I don't know.
All right, well, happy Tom Harry. Happy Tom Harry, and I want to wish you guys happy listening to the podcast, Charleston Comedy Podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Presented by Comedy Zone Charleston.
Share us and like us on Facebook.
Yeah, share and like us on Facebook, that's for sure.
And like our fucking statuses. Like, the crowd engagement is non-existent.
And I can tell you, if you're ever caught peeing somewhere in public and a cop's kind of give you hey, and like zip it up, don't ever say, you know, you want some of this before I put it away? You might as well just put the cuffs on you right then. Just hand them here. I'll put them on. So I'll drink Bud Light and I'll do shots of tequila and we'll have a good old time. And you buy me shots and, you know, you'll see the different show. Buy tequila,
there
you'll
go.
See a totally different fucking show. women saw a comedy show, and I don't know if this was supposed to happen, but the comedian got really drunk on tequila and went in the audience and started titty fucking some woman. It was crazy then. It was a good time. It's going to be the different kind of Gallagher show. Yeah, that's not watermelon. All right. I like this call. This is the first damn call-in I've ever done. I enjoyed.
Be sure to listen to the Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston, every Wednesday night, live at 10.
This is your Charleston Comedy Podcast headlines around the world. I'm Richard Pullen. According to a simulation on the Madden NFL game, the Patriots will beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl 28-24. But experts point out that the game is a faulty predictor, since there's no setting for ball pressure. Hackers are threatening to release nude pictures of Taylor Swift, but she says they've got nothing. Seriously, you've seen Justin Bieber without a shirt on? You've seen Taylor Swift naked? This is a huge deal in Hollywood, where there are almost six guys who still haven't seen Taylor naked. Paparazzi in Hawaii took topless photos of Miley Cyrus, which is pretty shocking. It's not like you can just get Miley Cyrus to take off her top. I mean, you do have to ask. Photos have surfaced of Kris Jenner walking around in fishnet stockings, which is good, because it's not like I wanted to ever have another erection. The four new female Ghostbusters have been revealed. There's a black one, so expect the movie to only get three Oscar nominations. Jennifer Aniston says her favorite TV guilty pleasure is The Bachelor. Jennifer really enjoys watching the few people whose dating lives are more embarrassing than hers. In other news, a storm that was predicted to give New York City 12 to 18 inches of snow ended up giving most of the city only 4 to 6 inches, which proves the storm was male. A KFC in the Philippines now serves a hot dog wrapped in fried chicken. It's easy to order, really. Just tell the cashier, I'm ready to die. And finally, in Portland, Oregon, it's been named the kinkiest city in America. No residents could comment as they were all tied up at the moment. This is your Charleston Comedy Podcast headlines around the world. Back to you guys.
If anybody has ever forced you to watch Frozen, you've got to go watch this.
What movie was it for?
It's a fake horror trailer for the movie Frozen that Disney put out.
Oh, Frozen. I don't get that gig.
Damn, that's two in my favor. Shit, one more and I'm done. I'm about to get off the line. Do you mind if I plug something before I go, though?
Sure.
So,
this Friday night, down at the Boulevard Tavern.
Alright, well, that was Thomas Mack. Alright, we're having our fun, Tommy. Go ahead and plug that.
This Friday night, we're doing another benefit.
Oh, now I feel like an asshole. Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston, every Wednesday night, live at 10. All right, well, George Gallo, you'll be here in Charleston for the Road Rage Comedy Tour at the Comedy Zone. One show Friday at 7, and Saturday you'll have two shows, 7 and 9. How do you feel about coming to Charleston, West Virginia, buddy?
I'm excited, and so is my opener, Terry McNeely. He's part of the Road Rage Tour, and I think we're excited about going down there, Terry. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Nice to get out of New York.
Now, is this the first time you guys have been to the hills of West Virginia, or is this another trip for you guys?
I think, Terry, we were down in Roanoke, so that's classified as Western Virginia, but it ain't the same as West Virginia.
We drove through West Virginia briefly, on the way home from Roanoke in the wee hours of the night.
That's what we always get here in West Virginia when you ask somebody if they've been to West Virginia. They say, well, we drove through, but we never stopped because we've seen the hills have eyes, so we just keep going.
We heard banjos playing, so I sped up.
Yeah, you heard the, TJ? What is that movie, Deliverance? Is that what you heard?
Yeah, the kid with the little cross eyes sitting on the porch.
All right, so you guys are both from New York. Do you think growing up in a place like New York kind of gives you guys your perspective, kind of like your voice in comedy? Because a lot of people say you kind of got to be angry or you kind of live a life of agony to kind of be a really good comedian. So do you think that being in a place like New York compared to somewhere like sunny Florida kind of gives you your voice as a comedian?
Boy, what a good question, right, Terry?
Yeah. Sure, what a good question.
Well, first off, I don't know if you asked that question to all your people that come into town from New York, but we named our tour with the word rage in it for a reason. unfortunately, we're not like a lot of the guys up here in New York. A lot of them are entertainers, but we're two guys that really have our hands around about what should be and what was and what shouldn't be. So I think you asked the right questions for the right guys.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that same answer from a lot of other folks. So.
Yeah, it's called the road rage because we are on the road and we rage.
It's funny because
it's nice to come to real America like West Virginia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, because New York's very uptight. So now we get to take our, I don't know.
Well, it's
polite hatred there.
It's definitely better than the blue collar comedy tour. I'll give you that. The road rage, I'm all for it. My buddy TJ that works here at the radio station with me said this is a perfect tour for you because I have road rage even when I'm a passenger in a car. I have trouble keeping my mouth shut. And so I'm angry, and a lot of people don't get that here because West Virginia is really laid back. So it's kind of a breath of fresh air to hear guys that are just as angry as me on the road.
There's a lot of stupid people out there, I'm sorry to say, you know. This is George, by the way.
And this is Terry. I usually drive us around, and I do have road rage. But the road rage only doesn't pertain to driving.
Right.
It pertains to, like George was saying before, society changing from the 70s and 80s. When we grew up, we were used to certain things, and now people are babying their kids, not keeping track of scores with Little League games, naming their kids weird stuff, really weird last names, try to be different, and they're not different. They're just silly. So we rage not only about, you know, the road and driving, but society has to be, everyone's a target. George always says that. And basically that's what we do. We dispense out like a sermon of yuck.
The sermon of yuck. It really is. I mean, hey, look, we hate to judge anybody by an exterior, but like if we are driving and we see that you're driving a certain car and you have a certain behavior attached to that car,
right, I agree.
Chances are, you know, we're going to hold that against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if you see a Civic.
If you are driving that Mercedes or if you are driving that pickup with stuff dropping out the back of it, you know, we're going to create a stereotype about you and embrace it. And
kind of
throw it through your window in the form of a bottle or a pack of cigarettes.
If I see a hatchback, I think there's a meth lab in it. Because here in West Virginia, it's known as meth capital. So anytime I see a Civic hatchback, I try to keep my distance so I don't die with my family in my Ford 500.
Really? You guys at a meth capital?
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah. It might be New Mexico, according to Breaking Bad, but I don't know if they've taken that reign. Well, hey,
I was just in Ohio, and they claimed that they were the meth capital. I was in Ohio last weekend. That's what they said.
Yeah, well, they claim to be the capital of everything. People in Ohio are assholes. I lived in Columbus for about 5 years, and that was probably the worst moment of my life. And I've been to New York. I had a roommate from Buffalo, New York, so he'd always take me up and show me the Buffalo Way, where we scream at Sabres games for no reason. So that's kind of like where I've gotten my attitude from, and kind of living in Columbus, so I brought it back here, and it's just it's a change. So I'm glad I'm back in West Virginia because the people here are very friendly. But sometimes I just want kind of those asshole moments back. Like when you when someone lets you go at a stop sign when you got there 5 hours before they did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say, you know what, I think I would concur with Terry that Ohio probably is the mess capital. I mean, it does have high in the word Ohio. So that's, you know, and there's been a lot of crazy stuff that's come from there.
We'll give it to them because I don't like Ohio anyway. So we'll give them the meth capital.
So whose side are you on, Hatfield or McCoy? Who are you rooting for?
Well, I didn't live then, so I just gotta hope that I'm alive today in West Virginia, I guess. I don't know. I watched the I couldn't sit through the series. Did you guys watch the series on TV?
I watched the series last weekend in my hotel room. That's why I'm asking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going there.
You guys did film study.
I'm gonna go with Hatfields. I like hats. That's all I got, really.
I might have to go with McCoy. I'm McNeely, so it's Irish. So.
I'm gonna go with McCoy because I like DeForest Kelly from Star Trek.
There we go.
Was that all over a pig?
I think her name was Tina.
You ain't going to bang my pig unless I tell you to, boy. Yeah, we still have that today. I think that's still battling in the trailer parks today. What are some of the challenges you guys face on the road? Because I know you guys do comedy. I hear this from comedians all the time. You guys do comedy up in the north and then maybe take some of your material in the south or maybe Midwest, like far Midwest, like maybe Iowa. You know, you do some jokes in the New York circuit and then you kind of try the new joke or the same joke in Iowa or something and it doesn't hit. Is that some of the challenges you guys kind of face on the road?
Well, the challenge, one of the challenges me and George talk about is a lot of these New York comics, especially the city guys, they go to places like where you guys are, and they do jokes about the subway and traffic, and nobody gets it down there because they don't know what it is or they don't feel the pain.
Right.
So guys from New York City don't know how to change their act up and be into be national. They're going there doing New York City stuff. And people are walking around shaking their heads, and then they're like, oh, why didn't I kill in West Virginia? Because you're a dummy and you didn't change your act. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, your glasses. No, you know, it's not really – the thing is that a lot of guys who come from New York, they tend to be – and this is what I've experienced doing this 24 years. They're a certain kind of just soft delivery, out-of-touch person who sleeps all day and then puts on their lights in their eyes attitude at nighttime, and they don't even get to live. And I think myself and Terry is that we've lived a life, we've experienced a lot of people, and we deliver basically the same material and the same message when we go out of state, and it's actually received really well because, you know what, they go, these guys aren't like just New Yorkers, they're just regular guys who really see that there's so much BS out there and horse shit from... You know, whether it's the government or the people or the fashions or the culture. And basically, you guys are normal and so are we, but we don't control the entertainment industry and this reality TV and these networks that deliver garbage. So if we're regular people, there's much more down-to-earth people in West Virginia, Ohio, every state you could think of. Because you look at the TV and all those shows that are on there, those people aren't real.
Right.
They're not real. They were invented by some production companies. So we're kind of the liaison between you people, the people, the audiences, and all the people around the country. And we grab your middle fingers and we throw them at the networks and we hope to be heard by them and say, that's not reality. We got reality for you. And we tell people who are entertaining what we know is reality, and they embrace it. So we go everywhere, and everyone says you're from New York, but you're just still regular guys.
Yeah, I like that. In-your-face comedy, telling it how it is, things that most people don't want to say. It kind of reminds me of, like, a Bill Burr. I don't know if you guys are a big Bill Burr fan, but
He's one of my favorite comedians. Bill, I liked Bill before he was the man of comedy.
Yeah, Brandon always likes to say, I liked Bill Burr before it was cool.
Right. Yeah, I liked him before he was cool, when he was on Chappelle's Show and he was the guy, the white guy in all the skits. But then when he came onto the scene and he kind of just tells it, you know, how it is, and he's from up north, he's up near Boston, so... that's how those guys roll, and that's kind of how... I mean, I kind of grabbed the culture when my roommate was from New York, so I kind of just grabbed that culture, and I embraced it. I loved it. I love the culture up there more than I like it here sometimes. But what's it like on the road together? Do you guys ever want to kill each other?
It's like 2 10-year-olds driving around in a truck. It literally becomes 1984 in this truck, and we just drive around and we're giggling and we're making fun of everybody. And he goes to a Starbucks, closes the scene, and does police whistles, and it's ridiculous.
What's on in the car when you guys are rolling?
It definitely keeps me awake.
Well, I mean, everything that goes on. This is George, by the way. Right. Everything that we do from the minute we get out, like when we come to your show. Friday, we're going to be leaving another show here in Long Island that we've established. We do a lot of independent of comedy club shows around the country. We do a lot of bars, restaurants, theaters. And what we do is we're just busy. So when we're in the car, we're either planning or making fun of everybody in the business, planning out tactics and strategies to overcome BS and horseshit in the business. And we're probably doing all-nighters driving. And we finish a show here on Thursday on Long Island, and then we just beeline and drive all night. And whether we're planning, making phone calls, editing videos in the car, we do a lot of video editing on my channel, George Gallo Earth, on YouTube. Terry's usually witnessing and a part of a lot of the stuff that we do on the road, or that I do on the TV show I'm pitching called Space Invader, where I invade people's space all over the country.
Right.
I basically exploit normal people in their towns, in their surroundings, and I entrap them into doing stupid shit. Can I say shit on
the
air?
Yeah, yeah. You just did.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right, man.
And they fall for it, and they do funny stuff. And it's not distasteful or nasty. And I've been doing this since before I got into comedy. And, geez, 1988, 89, I was making all these dumb videos. And just tricking people into stuff, kind of like
Jackass.
I don't know,
Or Ed Bassmaster or Jack Vale before
that's
they.
Funny you should say that. And you hit the button there. Spike Jonze, the executive producer, founder of of Jackass. He knew me and BMX, and he knew my videos. So okay. When they started Jackass, a lot of people were calling me, "Yo, you gotta see Jackass!" The thing about Jackass and what I do is they do a lot of, self-destructive stunts where they're like getting...
Right.
Yeah, they do a lot of setups and they get a lot of they're getting bit in the ass by an alligator or they're dumping feces on them and the thing, which is funny. I get a kick out of it. It's very crazy Bugs Bunny-ish. My thing is more like Charlie Chaplin, Mr. Bean kind of stuff.
Right.
And I also do in-your-face news reports at car accidents and bar fights. So if there's a bar fight going on and bottles are flying, I'm usually I'm interviewing people with a Starbucks cake pop, asking them questions, and they want to say, why are you interviewing me? I just got my face beaten in. Or there's police. I mean, they're really pretty graphic things that I'm just interviewing people. Like, hey, how'd you feel when you went to the windshield? There's a lot of that. So
we were in Chicago last year, and he grabbed a banana as a microphone and interviewed the police in the street and almost got arrested.
it's all documented,
too. It's lunacy.
All the videos are there.
Is that on your YouTube channel, you said?
George Gallo Earth, the planet Earth. And it's just... So I had to make sure that over the years it didn't look like Jackass, even though I did a lot of standing in the window like a mannequin in a department store or crossing an expressway in a wheelchair. That was the kind of stuff I was doing in the late 80s that was on video, laying on railroad tracks. You know, it's all there, so you could say what came first, George Gallo or Jackass.
All right, well, George Gallo and Terry McNeely, we'll see you down there at the Comedy Zone this weekend.
Brandon, looking forward to it. And who's the gentleman that's with you over there?
Oh, it's TJ.
Turd Ferguson.
All right, maybe he's not a gentleman. Yeah. All right, guys, we hope to catch you.
All right.
Yeah, great talk to you guys, man. It's really cool.
Do you have a shitty name like Tanner, Todd, Kyle, or Jeffrey? Well, drop that shitty name and get down to Change Your Shitty Name, LLC. No longer get turned down for jobs or friendships. Remember the days at school when you used to get beat for your name? Tool Belt Todd, Glamour Tanner, Casket Kyle, or Jeff? More like Beth. Well, we are your solution. We won't just change your name. We change lives.
My name used to be Jeffrey, but now my homies call me Nukem Jeff.
That's right. Get down with your bad self, Nukem Jeff. After you get your name changed, you could be anything, like a radio DJ, TV personality, a member of a hipster band, or just the coolest guy at the office. Come on down and change your shitty name, LLC. Right next to we got MFing cars, MFer. All right, Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. That's right. Get down there this weekend and see George Gallo and Terry McNeely, two very funny guys from New York. They bring their Road Rage comedy tour to Charleston, West Virginia. This is part one of our episode of this week. Part two will come tomorrow. We spoke with local comedian and our good buddy Marcus Oglesby. It was one hell of a conversation, so stick around tomorrow. It'll air at our special time like this one did at 11 o'clock, so stick around. If you miss it live, you can also listen to the archived episode. All of our episodes are archived on the Blog Talk site. We also share it daily on our Facebook page. Go over to our Facebook page, hit like. You'll get all of our updates and statuses and things to keep up to date to our podcast. And sometimes we give away free passes on there, so you can save yourself 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever, however many passes we feel like giving away. You might save some money. And that's pretty much it. I haven't got a chance to thank Brian Barganier for his prize he sent me for winning the Most Offensive Joke contest. He holds that every Thursday on his Facebook page. Go at him, Brian Barganier. He writes, "Dear Brandon, congrats on winning the contest this week, you piece of shit. Hope your dick turns into pepperoni and the Uncle Luigi decides it's time to make a pizza. Get it? Like he chops up your dick and puts it on top of a pizza? Oh, you got it. Sorry. Well, next time, I'll send a ferret to dig that dead hamster out of your ass. And I look forward to drunk dialing your podcast every Wednesday. Thanks, buddy. Big Papa Brillo Pad." Thank you, Brian Barganier, for the gift. I appreciate that very much. There's no words that can describe what kind of honor this is. I got it in here in the office. And it's right here next to all my equipment, and I am honoring everything about it. Like I said, this weekend, Charleston, West Virginia, get ready at the Comedy Zone. George Gallo, Terry McNeely, bringing the Road Rage Comedy Tour this weekend. One show on Friday at 8, Saturday 7 and 9. You can catch them twice, and it should be a good show. Like I said, tomorrow, listen in. Part two of this episode with Marcus Oglesby. He's a local comedian. He's going to be talking about a show he's going to do in Beckley this weekend and a couple other projects that he's doing. He's also just kind of speaking his mind. We asked him a few questions about comedy. He had a lot of good insight on the business, the do's and don'ts of the business, some other things he's working on, including he's got a hunting show he's working on. He's pitching to public television. So look out for that tomorrow. It'll air at 11 o'clock, our special time. We normally go on at 10, but this will air at 11 o'clock, just like this episode did. And we look forward to you coming over and listening to the podcast. This has been the Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. I'm Brandon. Good night.